75 years ago, the battleship USS Oklahoma capsized during the Pearl Harbor attacks. 429 officers and sailors were killed or declared missing. In the past few months, the military has made progress in identifying the remains of the sailors from that ship. Joe Ryder of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports on one of those sailors whose remains only now have been identified.
Kenneth Jane was a sailor aboard the Oklahoma and a native of Patchogue. He died during the Pearl Harbor attack. Jane is one of over 20 members of the Oklahoma that have been identified since November of last year.
Closure is the word. It's necessary.
That was Jane's nephew, Ken Schultz, who's named after his uncle. He got a call in April from the military to say his uncle's remains have been formally identified.
We've been waiting a while. And my mom isn't here to see it, but she's watching.
The remains were first tentatively identified in 1949, but the anthropologist assigned to the case would not sign off. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says that's because they didn't have the technology at the time.
There were hundreds of bodies that were buried in unmarked graves that died in the Pearl Harbor attack on the USS Oklahoma. And today's technology allows you to identify those remains.
Murphy says he was contacted by a Connecticut family in the same situation as Ken Schultz. In 2014, Murphy wrote a letter to then-Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. He petitioned the military to exhume and identify the unknowns from the Oklahoma. Last year, the military decided to do so. In the coming months, Ken Schultz plans to have his uncle's remains brought back to Long Island.
We intend to bring him home to where he grew up here in Patchogue, New York, and bury him in our local cemetery, which is Cedar Grove Cemetery, right behind his mother and his father.
The Navy says it will give Kenneth Jane a full military funeral. Joe Ryder, WSHU News.